This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Theater Squared has announced its 2014-2015 season lineup, including the comedy One Man, Two Governors, the Pulitzer Prize winner Proof, the family adventure Around the World in 80 Days, the premiere of Robert Ford's Look Away, and Tracy Lett's comedy drama Superior Donuts. Subscription, tickets, and more information available by calling 443-5600 or online theater2.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Republican Attorney General runoff candidates Leslie Rutledge and David Sterling discuss medical marijuana and the death penalty. We have highlights from a recent interview with the two candidates. Also, as we approach the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, we take a look back at the desegregation of public swimming pools.
We spend a little more time in the water by paying a visit to the Siloam Springs Whitewater Recreation Park. And we savor some salsa in the latest installment of our monthly food series.
Those stories and more. But first, former President Bill Clinton says it's important that presidential libraries and other sites honoring former commanders-in-chief give Americans the context to understand how past debates affect current political fights. Speaking at a conference last night in Little Rock on presidential historic sites, Clinton said they're important in understanding where the nation is heading.
Every presidential library both has an historical mission and an obligation to try, and, you know, come on, they all think the person they represent did a pretty good job or they wouldn't be working there. But that's not the point. The point is that we should be making honest efforts to show what the relevance was to the current day.
Mr. Clinton also made a veiled reference to the potential presidential ambitions of his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, saying critics from both parties continue studying his presidency partly because of her potential aspirations.
New Arkansas revenue numbers out yesterday show that in May, the state took in fewer dollars than was expected. The Department of Finance and Administration says net available revenue totaled $315 million, which is $24 million below forecast and $18 million below the same time last year. But state economist John Shelnut says we're still above forecast for the year.
Well, we see volatility like this in corporate income, and in this case, it was simply a one-month move among various corporations filing earlier than expected and earlier than last year. So it evened out in May, leaving us with a net available revenue above forecast by $52.9 million or 1.2%.
Which, Shelnut says, will allow the state to fully fund the budget for the fiscal year that ends at the end of the month.
The U.S. Marshals Museum is getting closer to its September 24th groundbreaking. The museum's finance committee yesterday approved a nearly $3.2 million budget for fiscal year 2015. Jim Dunn, Marshals Museum president and CEO, says the main difference between this budget and the previous one is that it includes the exhibit design and architectural costs in putting together plans for the museum.
We, prior to now, have not been sufficiently far along to do that. We are now, so this is an important development, and we have already gotten the exhibit designers under contract, and we're finishing up with the architect, so work will begin in earnest very, very soon.
The budget includes about $1.6 million for architectural services and fees, $808,000 for the exhibit designers, and $768,000 for operations costs. Dunn says museum officials are moving forward with the September groundbreaking because the money is already there for the first phases of the project. However, he says fundraising is far from over, as future construction phases like the building's bricks and mortar will still need to be paid for.
We have raised about $14 million, but that excludes up to $5 million from the sale of the United States commemorative coin that will go on sale in January of this year. And even though, of course, it depends on how many of these commemorative coins are sold, our expectation is that that will bring in up to $5 million. It could be less than that, but we don't know exactly. We're working very hard to market those coins in conjunction with others And then, of course, we continue to do private fundraising.
The budget will go before the U.S. Marshals Board at its annual meeting Tuesday.
The annual convention of Jehovah's Witnesses starts this weekend in Kansas City. Ken Rader, a convention spokesman and member of the Farmington Convention of Jehovah's Witnesses, says this year's convention is special.
This year's convention is classified as a regional convention. In the past, we have had what's been called district conventions. This year, each of the conventions will be larger in venue. This is also a part of international conventions. Even though our convention in Kansas City is classified as a regional convention, they also have an international convention going at the same time, and we will be having some video tie-in with that international convention.
The Kansas City Convention will have video tie-ins with the International Convention in Detroit, Michigan. Rader says in prior years, the district convention has drawn thousands to Fort Smith.
Over the past 6 years, we have had it in Fort Smith, but this year these are classified as landmark conventions because they are larger, and they're designed to give us information with a large crowd in view. The convention at Kansas City this first week, and there's going to be three different ones there over the next few weekends. For our convention, we're expecting about 16,500. Kemper Arena holds about 19,000, so it's going to be a packed house.
Rader says the theme of this year's convention is Keep Seeking First God's Kingdom. He also says this year marks the centennial of when Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus Christ began to rule as King of Heaven.
The bidding war for prepared meat producer Hillshire Brands is heating up. Yesterday, Pilgrim's Pride outbid Tyson Foods acquisition offer of $6.8 billion with a counteroffer of $7.7 billion. The offer would see Hillshire shareholders paid $55 per share, which is $5 higher than the offer made by Tyson last week. Tyson officials didn't comment yesterday about the company's next move. Offers by both Pilgrim's Pride and Tyson don't include Pinnacle Foods, of which Hillshire Brands announced a potential $4.3 billion acquisition in early May.
Sam's Club has announced a new credit card cash back program for its members. On June 23rd, the warehouse retailer will debut the Sam's Club 531 program on a new co-branded MasterCard issued by GE Capital Retail Bank. The program would allow members to earn 5% cash back on fuel, 3% cash back on dining and travel, and 1% cash back on all other purchases with a $5,000 annual cap on cash back rewards. The new Sam's Club MasterCard will also be the first mass retailer-issued card to implement embedded chip technology, which makes cards harder to duplicate and provides more security from fraudulent activity.
Races for the U.S. Senate and statewide constitutional offices may command the most attention in this November's election, but one Fayetteville resident is vying for a seat on the city council. Sonia Davis Gutierrez announced yesterday she would seek the Ward 1, Position 1 seat on the council. The seat is currently held by Alderwoman Adela Gray.
Expect mostly clear skies tonight with a slight chance of rain in northwest Arkansas, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of midday showers, highs from 86 in northwest Arkansas to 91 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, low of 69 in northwest Arkansas. 30% chance of showers, low of 74 in the River Valley.